Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Chavchet Amud Bet, that's 28b, and this is the very last Mishnah of Moed Katan, and actually our very last Amud. We have an Amud and just a couple of extra lines. Interestingly, this last Mishnah does not have the Perush of Rashi on it at all. There's a little note on Rashi that says below Perush, there's no Perush. And there's a note in the Masoros HaShas that there is a commentary of Rashi that's found in the Ein Yaakov, but I don't have it handy, and I did not look at it. So this last Mishnah deals again with mourning, and particularly with mourning on festival days. Nashim Bamoed, women on Chol HaMoed, me'anot, they are allowed to cry out or to wail in mourning. But they're not allowed to clap their hands together, which was a sign of mourning. Rabbi Ishmael disagrees with the Tana Kam, and he says, "Hasmuchot lamita, those who are right near the body, right near the funeral bier, mitapchot, they are allowed to clap their hands." Now, in ancient times, this was something particularly that women did. It was women's role in funerals. It's not something that we do anymore. But during Chol HaMoed, there were limitations to how much you could express your mourning, so you had to take a step back and not do all of the things you would do during an ordinary day because it was a festive time. So that's Chol HaMoed, which is on a higher level. It's sort of midway. It's one step down from a Yontif. Berashei Chodashim on Rosh Chodesh, on the new month, B'Chanukah, on Chanukah, and on Purim, which are not quite as festive as Chol HaMoed, Me'anot U'metapchot, they can both wail and clap their hands. However, B'zeh V'zeh Lo Mekonenot, but they still can't be Mekonen, which is to sing dirges. Nikbar Hamit, in addition, once the person is buried, lo me'anot v'lo metapchot, they cannot wail and they cannot sing dirges. These mourning practices are something that's done as part of the funeral procession, and once the burial is done, you're not supposed to do them anymore. So now the Mishnah asks, Izehu inui, what does it mean that they are allowed to be me'anot, to wail? Shekulan onot ke'achat, that they all wail together in unison. However, kina, what we said, that they're not allowed to be mekonenot, to sing dirges, she'achat medaberet, that's when one of them speaks, v'kulan onot acharehan, all of them answer responsively. So the responsive dirges were considered to be more elegiac, more sad, than in unison ones. She'nemar, as it says, is a quotation from Yirmiyahu, v'lamedna benotechem nehi, teach your daughters the nehi, the complaint, which is similar to the word of inui, of being me'anot. The isha ru'uta, and a woman can teach her friend, kina, a lamentation or a dirge. So we compare and contrast those two kinds of mourning. Avale atid lavo, however, in the future, either this means when Mashiach comes, or when the dead are brought back to life, or when Hashem redeems the Jewish people, something like that. In the future times, Hu Omer, this is when the prophecy will come true. There's a prophecy from Yeshayahu that says, Bila hamavet lanetzach, death will be swallowed up forever. Umacha Hashem Elokim dima, and Hashem will wipe away all the tears, me'al kol panim, from all the faces. And then it says, V'gomer, I have the pasuk here in front of me. V'cherpat amo, the shame of his people, that is the Jewish people, yasir me'al kol aretz, he will remove it from the whole land, ki Hashem diber, so has Hashem spoken. Now the reason that this is here is to end the tractate on a positive note, that in the future Hashem will remove all of our mourning and shame from us. Tosfot mentions that in some ways of putting together Shas, there were many Rishonim that had Moed Katan as the very last tractate in Seder Moed. So it wasn't really just to end the tractate of Moed Katan on a high note, on a positive note, but really to end the whole Seder Moed on a positive note, to go out on a positive feel good note. We don't have Moed Katan as the last tractate. We have one additional one, which is Chagiga, which in our order is the final one in Seder Moed, but that was the basic idea. Okay, we're going to do a little bit of Gemara. This is a strange Gemara dealing with some historical records of Hespedim. So my Amran, what would they say in their, as part of their mourning process, of their I guess, I don't know, I assume wailing was without words, but these were funeral practices that they said that included words. So Amar Rav, Rav says what they would say is, Vai la azla, vai la chavila. Vai means like oivei, like oivai. So woe is to the one who has gone out of this world. That's what la azla means. And woe is the one who is chavila. Now chavila could either be related to the word chabala, like the one who has experienced the pain of death, or as most commentaries say, it's a package. And the package is the soul. So woe is the one who is leaving this world. That's one bad thing. And the second bad thing is he has to return his soul to God. And that's also, a kind of a bad thing. Or it's not something that you want to have happen until it has to happen. Amar Rava. So Rava is now going to report on a number of funeral statements that were said by the Neshe Deshechnetziv of this city, or Shechantziv, the city of Shechantziv. And the women said these cryptic, had these cryptic funeral orations that they would say. We're not going to spend too much time on them, and most of them can be interpreted in many, many, many different ways. So an interesting study for another time. They're hard to understand. So here's what the women of Shechantziv would say. Amran Hachi, they said like follow. The first one is a repetition. Vaila azla, vaila chavila. The Amar Rav, and Rav says, Neshe de Shechantziv Amran. The women would also say as follows. Gud garma mi kacha, venamti maya la antiche. So gud means to take out. Garma means a bone. Mikacha means from the jawbone. Or we translated it earlier in the tractate as a molar, related to one's teeth falling out. So maybe one's teeth will fall out. Venamti mayel anticha means return the water to the pitcher. This is a similar idea of things going back to their place of origin, but it's not 100% clear what it means. Va'amar Rava, and Rava said, Neshe de Shechantziv Amran, the women of Shechantziv used to say, Atuf uchsu ture, the mountains should cover themselves in mourning. Debarame ubaravrevehu, because this person was a very lofty and great person. In other words, he's so great that that even the mountains who are so high up should clothe themselves in mourning. The Amar Rava, and Rava said, Neshe de Shechantziv Amran, Shiyul itzdala de milta lebar chorin, drape a fine robe around a free man, the Shlimu Zavde, who has lost his fortune. In other words, the idea here being that a person who has suffered a lot of losses at the end of their life might prefer to die with dignity than to lose everything. For Amar Rava, Neshe de Shechantziv Amran, the women of Shechantziv would say, Rahit v'nafil amabra, one should run and fall on at the crossing of the river. The Zofta Yazef, and yet nonetheless, he continues to borrow money. So what does this mean? Perhaps it is suggesting like a person who could never get ahead in life. They were constantly running, and yet somehow they never were able to succeed. A final one, Va'amar Rava, Neshe de Shechantziv Amran, Achana, our brothers, Tagare, who are merchants, Azvazage Mibadku, in their marketplaces where they will be judged, which sounds like it is a test of property, where they honest in business. Oh, sorry, there's one more. Va'amar Rava, Neshe de Shechantziv Amran, Mota ki Mota, death is death. Umarin, but suffering, chibulaya. That is, they translated here as interest, meaning everybody dies, but some people have to suffer more than others. Let's do one more story. That's all of the elegies of the women of Shechantziv. Tanya, we learn in a Braita, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir used to say, he would quote this pasuk, which is a famous pasuk from Kohelet. And it says as follows, Tov lalechet el beit avel, it is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men. And then it says, and the living will put it upon their hearts. V'hachai yitain el libo, and the living will place something on their heart. But what's the thing that they have to place on their heart? Devarim shel mita, they should see what happens when a person dies. Because when a person is living, especially when they're young, they don't always consider what's going to happen when they die. And what they'll see is, Diyasbeid Isbedune. If they are someone who eulogizes other people, they will be eulogized. Dikaver, if they bury someone, they should know that they will be buried. Meaning someone's going to have to do it. So they'll see now when they're alive that they are eulogizing someone, and then they'll know there will be someone to eulogize them. If they're there to bury someone, someone will be there to bury them. Diyitan Yitanune. If they are praising someone after their death, then they will be praised. Diyidal Yidlune. If they raise their voice in weeping, then others will raise their voice in weeping for them. V'ikad Amri, some people translate it the last one, instead of di yadel yidlune, they as the lo yadel yidlune. If they do not raise themselves up, rather than raise their voices in weeping, they raise themselves up, meaning arrogantly, then others will raise them up, not arrogantly. Dichtiv, it is written, Kitov amar lecha aleihena. For it is better to be told, step up here, than to be degraded in the presence of the great. So a person who, part of the advantage for a living person in being involved with the dead and in seeing how the proper Jewish tradition is in taking care of the dead is that they should understand that they should do it so that it will be done to them, and that's how we continue the tradition of our people from generation to generation. We will stop there at the second medium skinny line. We have two recordings left in this tractate, one that will take us almost to the bottom of Daf Chav Chet Amud Bet, and one that will take us to the end of the tractate. Stick with it just a little longer. Have a wonderful day.